The leader of the five-star party, Luigi Di Maio, says his party has emerged as a clear winner, securing more than a third of the vote, and should lead the next government.
We are a political force that represents an entire nation. We can't say it is the same for the others, which instead are more geographically based. This is very important because representing the entire nation projects us unavoidably towards governing the country, towards governing Italy.
The League Party, Eurosceptics led by Matteo Salvini, has polled strongly but not well enough to take power. Mr. Salvini insists the result is proof Italians are fed up with mainstream party ideals.
I read in Brussels that some people are worried. They are wrong. The European people, with the Italian vote, have taken a step forward towards liberation. From clauses and cages which are bringing hunger, job uncertainty and insecurity to Europe.
The governing Democratic Party has suffered a large defeat, prompting former Prime Minister Matteo Renzi to resign as party leader. He says the Democratic Party will play no part in the next administration and will never form a government with anti-system parties such as Five Star and the League.
We had the referendum in the last year to change the institutional system, and this referendum failed. So now we will see, for example, what the Five Star Movement want to do on these things, because in the past they were against, but now they are the winners, but without the numbers.
Both the League and Five Star are willing to speak to other political parties to form a coalition, but neither party is willing to concede rule to the other. President Sergio Mattarella is expected to begin formal coalition talks in April, with an early election possible if no solution is found. Sunil Awosti, SBS News.